I think I have decoded the tribulation trick. The tribulation trick. The 7 years of tribulation, their trick. And I think it's the unity consciousness movement. The unity consciousness movement. I really believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that's what they're going to use to try to bring in the 666 hive mind. It kind of hit me like a ton of bricks today at lunch. The unity consciousness movement is so close to the truth, but at the same time so far from the truth. Because they'll use the word God. They'll never say you must be born again. They'll never talk about the anti, because they are the anti. The reason the anti can't talk about the anti, because they are the anti. The unity consciousness movement, I think, is going to be the tribulation period lie, the big lie of the tribulation period, because it's so close. I mean, it sounds so good. I mean, it really sounds good. Everybody's one in God. Well, God is angry with the wicked every day. You're not one with God till you get saved. But the unity consciousness movement sounds like heaven on earth. If everybody can just move into unity consciousness, the I am mind. If everybody can just move into the I am mind, the unity conscious, then everybody would just love one another and everybody would be happy and there wouldn't be any division, there wouldn't be fighting, there wouldn't be, it'd just be peace. The Bible says, peace, peace, then sudden destruction. They gotta kill the two witnesses. They gotta kill the 144,000 because they're not allowing us into the unity consciousness. They're not, those who don't want to get into the unity consciousness, we got to cut their head off. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's what they're going to be saying in the tribulation. They're going to say, look, how can you reject it? We're saying that God controls it all. He controls the human. It's all from projection from the mind of God. He controls the humans, the angels, everything. So how can you reject unity consciousness? Because it's all consciousness from God. Everybody, everything and everybody's consciousness. This reality exists because of God. How can you reject it? And you say, well, you must be born again. Your sin's going to take you to hell. Unless you trust Jesus. But that's not love. That's hate. You're saying people are going to hell. I didn't say it. The Bible says it. And this type is typified everywhere, even in your house. You bring the food in a box or paper, and you sit it outside, and you either do it in a compost pile, or you burn it up, or you take it to the dump, and it has to combust into a gaseous state. It's actually encoded in your trash at the house. You bring products into your house or your business, but then there's trash. It has to go out to the dumpster. The dumpster goes to the landfill. It turns into gas, methane, or they burn it. Or they spread it on the ground like a fertilizer. But it has to change state first. It has to burn up. It has to decompose. 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 Lose its composure. Decompose. I really have a conviction, I could be wrong, that the unity consciousness movement will be the tribulation period, 666. Borg hive mind, because it's so close. I mean, it almost had me fooled. I mean, I think about this stuff all the time. I've been meditating on it for about 24 hours. And I was thinking, man, it sounds good. It sounds like the Rosicrucians. It sounds like it's kind of combining it all, I guess, combining the New Age. It's finding some kind of middle ground, a.k.a. the ecumenical movement. The ecumenical movement is contrary. The ecumenical movement is a lie. You can't have oneness with the unsaved. Check this out. So the ecumenical movement needs one religion, right? And so the unity consciousness tries to bring that one religion into force, into action. It includes the Muslims, it includes the Hindu, I'm telling you, the unity consciousness movement is all inclusive. It's the ecumenical new Age of Aquarius religion, one world religion. I'm pretty sure this is it, people. I could be wrong. But if I'm right, we're right here on the precipice. We're right here on the edge of the rapture. I mean, the rapture is like right around the corner. If this unity consciousness takes off, and I think it will, it's kind of like the cryptocurrency. Get ready to take off. I didn't even know it existed till yesterday. But it has to be the ecumenical movement, one world religion, because it sounds so good. I mean, it really sounds good. It sounds like it's hard. It's without the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't be able to defeat it. I don't think that's so. The lie is so deep that if without the Holy Spirit, I don't think you could see through it. I don't think you could see it. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that they can see through denominations and religions and this, but this unity consciousness movement, I don't even think anybody who's unsaved could see through it. It's like, it's too close. This becoming self-aware is fine. You know, there's people who use DMT and stuff like that to become self-aware of their, they can talk to machine elves and all that stuff. But I think that God allows it because they rejected Jesus. So what's going to happen? They're going to be talking to a demon. And the demon can shapeshift their voice. The demon can sound like a old person, young person, middle age, male, female. A demon can shapeshift its voice, you know. I think the reason there's cults and isms is because they reject the truth. They have to have something to hang on to. They have to get their identity out of something. And this unity consciousness is this is their solution to bring all the world together without Jesus. They'll use Christ. They'll use the name Christ. They'll use Christ consciousness. They'll use, I'm telling you, I'm going to study it some more, but I really think as I study it, I'll be able to decode it even better. But I think this lie might be the last one. It's so deep. It makes Mr. Astrotheology look like second grade. That's all I can say. Mr. Astrotheology was one of the biggest Decepticons out there. But this is the ultimate Decepticon. I don't see anything higher than this. I can't see a Decepticon. I mean, I've studied all of them. I mean, I've studied every cult, every ism, every religion I could. And this Decepticon, deceptive system, is so bizarro land. It's so close that I was listening to them thinking, Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. But why ain't you talking about Jesus? Why ain't you talking about sin? Why ain't you talking about being born again? It sounds good. It sounds good. That sounds right. That's true. Everything emanates from God. God is omnipotent, omnipresent. Yeah, that sounds good. And it's like, where's their false doctrine? Their false doctrine is you're born in sin. See, they always miss that one. You're born in sin. They hate that. The other false doctrine is if you don't receive Jesus, you're going to hell. They hate that. The third one is you must be born again. The fourth lie is it's not a works based, it's a spirit walk, love and truth. They'll even say, if you get unity consciousness, you'll enter into love, kind of like Joe Rogan says. He says, I don't care how you get there, but if you start talking to Machino, you'll realize this, you can enter into love people. But his idea of love is his own idea of love. It's not God's love. God says, Jesus, there's one way. There's only one way. It's not a machine elf. This car beside me, every time I stop, she pulls up to see around the corner. And then she'll ease up, and I'll ease up to block her. And then she'll ease up again, and I'll block her. It's like, I don't even know if she's self-aware of what she's doing. The good thing about the unity consciousness movement, maybe people will be more aware of their inside. If they say stuff that is negative or hurtful or anger, wrath, whatever, maybe they'll be aware of their evil side. The only good thing I can see behind the unity consciousness movement is people start to become aware of their thoughts. I'm really starting to believe this is the last days, really. I mean, we say it all the time, but after listening to the crypto, the one world, the unity consciousness, the Rosicrucians trying to teach the same thing and actually taking a back seat to this, I think they're actually willing to take a back seat to this because this makes their doctrine look, it fits in, but it makes their doctrine look incomplete. This looks like a complete doctrine that is ecumenical to the hilt, you know. I don't know what I'm going to title this. Maybe I'll title it Unity Consciousness. The Age of Aquarius. Religion, or the tribulation religion. Age of Aquarius. They don't use that anymore. That used to be big. That used to be a big thing. Notice how as we become, as the saints start to understand who they are and their identity in Christ more and more, the devil and his crowd, they always come up with a new counter-anti. They copy. It's so close, but it's so far. And if you didn't have the Bible, you could be easily deceived if you didn't have that Bible. And they'll use the Bible. And I'm curious to know how the unity consciousness movement will use the Bible, but also the verses about sin and death and hell and Hades and burning forever. I'm curious to know how they're going to try to spin that and bring it into their doctrine. But it all fits where, so you don't want to be in the unity consciousness movement? We're not telling you to change. We want your diversity. We want you to think different because it's all unity consciousness. Everybody's their own little consciousness thing going on. So you add to it, but you got to tie in. You got to use the Elon Musk AI program headset, so you got to tie into con, so we can all be part of that. And if you don't, we're going to just cut your head off, because you can't be, because they'll probably have they'll probably realize that those who are saved, who tie in, and you're thinking truth, you're thinking sin, they'll say, no, you have to reject that, because you're messing up our unity conscience. Because as soon as you say sin and death and hell and Hades and you separation, division, you mess up the whole unity consciousness movement. So I'll probably say, well, we've got to cut your head off, because if you're tied in, it messes our peace up, you know. I think the more you disconnect from the internet, I mean, I don't think you can completely, but the more, if you can disconnect from the internet, the better off you are. The more you can disconnect. I don't think you can do it 100% now, but some people are. There's some top singers that are doing it. And they say as soon as they she disconnected from the internet for 4 years. One of those singers, she said it's the best thing she ever did. She's happier. Selena Gomez, I think, is who it was. She said, I've been happy since I disconnected. And I believe her. I believe that's the truth.